Whoa, it's crowded. Where is he? Oh, hey. Hey, sorry, I know I'm extremely late. Don't worry about it. Because you're gonna chastise me like you always do. No, nothing happened. I'm late. You know me. I'm always late. I was really trying to be on time. For you, yes, for my best friend, of course. But I got distracted. Yeah, like I always do. Yeah. But whatever, it doesn't matter. What matters is that I'm here now. And hello, how are you? Good. You already ordered me a drink. Aww. And it's my favorite. Wow. You know me so well. well, cheers. So, obviously I got your text asking me to come meet you here. You said you wanted to tell me something? What's up? What's going on? Yeah, uh-huh. Wait, the girl that you were chatting with on the apps? Or, wait, wasn't there another girl in, like, your class or something you were kind of talking to? Okay, this is the girl from class, okay? What about her? No. She asked you out? Oh my god. Wow. Yeah, that's so cool. That's amazing. No, I'm so happy for you. I mean, come on. I know you've been like, you know, trying to do this whole dating thing for so long. That's so major, really. That I'm genuinely happy for you. I'm happy for you, that's all. Okay, sorry, I'll stop saying that I'm happy for you. Never mind. so tell me everything. Like, how did it happen? Oh, wow, she waited for you after class. Uh-huh. And walked with you. Oh, all the way to the library? That's a long time. Yeah, that's kind of a long walk. So you were just, like, chatting that whole time, and she, what, how did she do it? Tell me, I need to know, like, every detail, okay? Do you know what I mean? I need to know, like, the inflection in her voice. I need to know the exact words she used. She said, "Do you want to grab dinner or something this weekend?" That's what she said. Wow. No, that's huge. That's huge. Well, come on. I know it sounds casual, but like in girl code, that's like, you know, that's like, hey, let's go out, you and me. I'm interested in you. That's pretty much what that means. So, yeah, I'm happy for, that's good. It's good. Yeah. So did you make plans with her? You did. Cool. What are you two gonna do? Oh, on Sunday evening. Oh, okay. So you're probably gonna miss our movie night. No. It's okay. Hey, come on. We have movie night like every week. It's totally fine. No. You should definitely miss movie night. I insist on it. Do not come. Don't you dare show up at my apartment for movie night. I will kick your cute butt out. I will not let you inside. No. No, I really think you should go. Go have dinner or whatever with her. This is like a huge opportunity. No, I will not be mad. Oh my god, please. The opposite. No, I will be just fine on my own. And in fact, Since you won't be there, I'll probably get to actually watch a good movie for once. sorry, that was harsh, but... well, so were you, like, nervous, or what, like, what was the vibe? Well, look, it's a skill. Flirting is a skill, and, you know, it's something that... It is really important, I think. And I think, like, obviously you're very charming and you're very cute. I say that as your best friend. But I say this with all of the love in my heart. I think you could maybe freshen up your flirting skills a little bit. I didn't say you were bad at flirting. I didn't say that. I'm not implying that. I'm just saying that I know you really well, right? I don't think there's anyone else in the world I know as well as I know you, and you know me. Knowing you, I just know how you approach women, and I know how you talk to them, and I just think, like, I could probably give you some pointers to make sure that this goes really well between you and her. Shut up, don't be offended, and I'm just offering my services here. Okay, you can take them or leave them, but I highly recommend you take them. I didn't say I was, like, the best flirter in the world. Flirter. That's not a word. Flirt. I'm not a flirt. No, I'm not. I am not a flirt. Shut up. I'm not a flirt. Don't say that. That's just how I smile. I'm not, like, giving guys some, like, weird, you know, come hither smile. It's just how I smile. Oh my god. So annoying. Okay, just look. Listen to me. There's just a couple of really important things, all right, that I want you to just remember, okay? When you're talking with her, again, I'm not saying you do this badly or that you're bad at this. I want you to remember to look in her eyes. Yeah, like I'm doing to you now. it's important that you look into each other's eyes because it's an easier way to communicate than or a more effective way to communicate than speaking, I think. Like, the eyes will tell you so much more about what a person's feeling in that moment. Yeah, like, people aren't going to be truthful necessarily about their feelings all the time, but if you look in their eyes, you can generally see, like, what they're feeling. Yeah, that's number one. Well, I guess it's different how I would flirt versus how you should flirt, but something I like to do is always compliment the person that I'm with. And like a genuine compliment, you know, you don't have to make something up, but like, I think it goes really far to let someone know that you appreciate, I don't know, the way they look tonight, or that you really like their smile or something like that. Well, here, I'll demonstrate. So I'm gonna put my hand on your arm, okay? Like, really, you know, gentle. And I like to lean in a little, like, not, you know, too close, but close enough that it feels kind of intimate, I guess. And I would say something like, I'm really glad that we did this tonight. Do you see what I mean? Like, something like that. I don't know. I just think about these things a lot, I guess. No, you're gonna do great. I know you're gonna have a really good time with her. Hmm? No, distracted? Mm-mm. No, definitely not. I'm here. I'm right here in the moment, living in the moment with you. I'm not nervous. What are you talking about? It's just the drink. Listen to me. There's one other thing that I think you really need to focus on, okay? At the end of your date... I know it's not like a date, but like, you know, it's a date, so... At the end, whenever you're leaving, If it feels right, then I think you should kiss her. Yeah, no, it's not too soon. I mean, I think girls really appreciate a guy who knows what he wants and who isn't afraid to, you know, to take that step. A guy who's confident, you know? Like, that's confidence to kiss someone after having dinner together. If the feeling's right, of course. I mean, don't, you know, whatever. My point is, if you can pull it off, then kissing her, I think, would really, it would blow her away. Especially after a night with you. Any girl would love that. Oh, come on. You have experience with kissing. Yeah, but... Come on, you're good at kissing. I mean, not that I know from experience or anything, but like, come on, you're fine. You've had a girlfriend before. It's totally fine. You know how to do this. No, you're just losing confidence in yourself. You can't lose confidence in yourself. You have to believe in yourself and hype yourself up, especially for the. I mean, this is gonna be really big, so you want to go in it feeling good, right? You need practice. Well, too bad the date is so soon. Otherwise, you could practice. You know, if you want, I could... I have a couple other tricks. Specifically about kissing that maybe could help you. Come on, it's not a big deal. We're best friends, it's fine. It's no big deal. Yes, two best friends can kiss. Yes. It's totally platonic. What, are we gonna fall in love as soon as we kiss? No, it's fine. It's fine. Okay, I'll show you. So, So here, I'll go on. No, you stay there. I'll go on. I'll kind of lean in on this side. When you start to lean in to, you know, if it seems like a kiss is right in the moment, you want to go like 80% and you want her to go like 20%. I just mean like you don't want to get into a situation where it's like, you know, you're both going in like 80% and then it's too much. Like both of you are going in too hard, too fast, you know? It's like you have to be the one, or she might, I don't know. I don't know her. But one of you has to do the majority of the leaning in, right? Otherwise it's just, it can get really, it can get messy. Yeah, like you could bump teeth against each other or something. That would suck. That'd be awkward. You don't want to do that. You want me to show you? The 80-20? Right here? In the bar? It is no big deal. That's what I said. Yeah, it's... No, it's totally not a big deal. So here, let me... Yeah, so like I said, I was on... I'm gonna come in on this side, and you just... 20%, okay? Remember? You come in 20%. And... While you're leaning in, look up into her eyes. Look into her eyes. And hold her gaze until your lips. Yeah, then no, you did it. You did it. That was great. You did great. Yeah. I'm red? What do you mean? My cheeks are red? What do you? No, they're not. No, that's just like the light or something. I'm fine. I'm not. I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm just kind of took me off guard, I guess. Yeah, I know I'm the one who suggested we kiss, but it was just to demonstrate. I'm not. I don't have anything to tell you. No. Oh my God! Stop looking at me. Oh. This was not supposed to be like this. Can we not talk about it, actually? Because I just... You're going on a date. It is what it is. It's not something we need to talk about until... after your date, whatever. What would I do if you weren't going on a date on Sunday? What do you mean? So if there was no other girl, no date, and we were in this bar and we had just kissed, What would I do? What I want to do? I guess I'd want to go to your car. Yeah. And I'd want to get in the back seat with you. And I'd want to kiss a lot more. Oh my God, I can't believe I just said that. This is so weird. Because you're my best friend, and this was a feeling that I buried for so long, and this was not how I wanted it to come out. What? Come with you? Where? To your car? Are you sure this is okay? Because what if this messes up us? What if this, our friendship? How can you be so sure? How can you be sure it won't mess it up? Wait. What about your date on Sunday? I mean, yeah, I guess you're right. You're not dating her. So anything that happens before then is free game. This is so weird. No, it's a good weird. Sorry, I didn't mean to say it was weird. No, I just meant it's... I wasn't expecting to be making out with my best friend in the back of his car tonight. Okay, I'm gonna stop talking now. And I want you to start touching me. Yeah. Let me sit in your lap. Okay. Yeah, hey, you're actually a really good kisser. No, you didn't need my advice at all. Stop there. Don't even say what you were about to say. I do not need to take my own advice. I am a great kisser, I'll have you know. Shh. Just kiss me. Is this okay if I rub up against you? Yeah. Fuck, you feel really good. I just can't help but just like rock my hips into you. Yeah, you can rub up against me too, yeah. Yeah. We are humping in the back of your car. Let's not talk about it. Through my clothes, yeah. No, it's really turning me on. I can feel you. Fuck, I can feel you. You're hard. Yeah, just you rub up against me. Okay, you can. You can rub harder. Oh my god. I don't know why you feel so good. I just wanna ride you. Oh, I wanna ride you. I just wanna That's perfect right there, right there. Oh my god, just keep rocking your hips into me, yeah. Oh my god, fuck. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh, that feels really good. Oh, just, yeah, just ride me, baby. Just ride me, yeah. Just, oh my god, buck your hips into me. Yeah. Oh my god, I could come just like this. Oh, just fucking rub it up against each other. Oh, Nate, do you have a condom? No, we should wait. I don't want our first time to be in the back of your car. No, just keep going. I want to come like this. I want to come in my pants. I want you to come in your pants too. No, sorry, I'm not laughing. I'm just. I don't know why I'm laughing. I'm just taken aback, I guess. Because we just came together in the back of your car. I don't know. Come here. I don't know why it happened. I don't know, but let's just enjoy this for a little bit, okay? Just sit here with me and put your arm around me. We don't have to figure things out right away. We can just. You just stay here for a little bit. Can you drop me off at my house? At my apartment? We can talk about it there.